Praise the name of the Lord. That's what I like. Good response. I know you're here, and I surely know the Lord is here. But where's everybody else that's normally here? A lot of them are not here today. I don't know why. But however, Lord bless you, and we're here to be blessed. We'll just talk to our Lord right now if we just bow our heads. Lord Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords, Almighty God, you're everything that we can imagine that you are, Lord, and then you are greater than that. Lord Jesus, you made us, you provided for us, you saved us, you died for us, you rose again for us. You love us more than we can love you. We'd love to love you more, Lord, but we are not able, but we do our best. We've come here to worship you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and no other name. So we're not here for the church. We're not here for people to speak of, although we love our brothers and sisters. And all of those that are on the internet at this time, you're welcome wherever you are around the world today, right now. Bless your heart. The Lord will bless you too. Help us, Lord, to worship you this morning. We're not here to look at people. We're not here to look at a church. We're here to look for the Lord Jesus Christ. We know, Lord, that you are here, and the Holy Spirit will just be amongst us. If we need to reach out and touch you, you're there to be touched. Help us, Lord, in all that we do to worship. In Jesus' name, amen. Shall we stand and sing number 685? Something beautiful, something good. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was broken, his legs cried, but he made something. I talk to people about the Lord at times, and they tell me, oh, well, I'm not really good enough. And I said, well, the Lord doesn't see you that way. He knows you're good enough, and he died for you, and you have the opportunity to come to be and his son and daughter. But we've got to do something about it. We've got to actually accept what he did for us. Satan says, you're not good enough. You've done this, you've done that. Yes, just did. Right, I did do that, Satan, I did. But the Lord saved me. Let's sing another one. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. So many people think they're not good enough, but God says you are. You are good enough. We just got to do something about it and receive what he gave. Let's sing number 584, All Hail King Jesus, All Hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the bright morning star. He's everything you could ever want. All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, bright morning star. Have a future. We really do have a future. But in this world, people are not knowing because they hear what Satan says to them. I like to listen to what the Lord says, and He knows, and He is the reason why we have eternal life. Now, no one mentioned that they had an item this morning. Was there any, Brother Tadu? Was there any others? And Pauline. Okay, we'll just be ready for that. Let's have one right now. That's another one. Christ is the answer, number 570. I'd like to welcome some guests we have here. Visitors, you're very welcome. Christ is the answer to all my longing. Christ is the answer to all my need. Savior, seated, except Tatu, and then we'll have Pauline after that. Just mention the notices, which is the same as usual. We have a lunch for everybody that would like to attend to, and they're all immediately after the service. All are welcome, and 1 p.m. we have a service here in the auditorium at 1 o'clock, and 7 p.m. on Tuesday, we have a prayer meeting, and you are welcome to that as well. Thanks, Brother Tadu.
Thank you, Barbara. It's my glasses. told you, my God, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. Shall speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. Men shall speak of the mighty, thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness, and they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy greatness, and shall sing thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, clothed with anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known unto men his mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all that fall, and raise up all those that be bowed. The eyes of all wait upon thee. Thou givest them their mercy in due season. Thou openest hand. Now thou openest their hand, and satisfy desire of liberty. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, holy in all his works. The Lord is high and nigh unto all them that call him. To him all that call upon him in truth, he will fulfill the desires and that fear him. He also hears that Christ will save them. The Lord preserves all them that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Are you sitting the whole Old Testament, are you?
The glory of the honor of the Lord. May I make a commission. The poor of the unwitted and others. The cow of my commander. Mark one no quarter of the Lord. Kafaka Puaki Nairata. The Maharaki the New Yotopai. The way of the Tiano Tonsika. He had the fire equal. He had a poor way to the head. And we tell Mahito. Te paia i hoki nā mea katoa, kei runga anō tōna i aroha i ana mahi katoa. E whakamuenzi kia koe i ho e ana mahi katoa. E whakapainia e tō ngā tapu, marātau e kōrero te glōria o tō kini tāna. e kauhau hoki tōka. Kia mōhio ti aena, tā mā te tanata ana mai nui, me te glori o te marue, o tōna kina. E kini tāna mutina kore tau kini tāna, e nā whakatipuranga katoa tau rangatiratanga, e tau toko anai, e iho, te hunga katoa e hinana, e whakaara kia ake ana, o kia ia te hunga katoa, o whakapio iho. E tatari ana, kia koe nā kanohi o te katoa, a e watu anai koe kia rātau, tara tau kai, i te wae tikai. E whakatipera nei koe tōringa, mā kuna iui a koe te hia, nā mea ora katoa. He tika nā ara katoa iho, he tapu hoki ana mahi kato, e tata ana iho, ki te hunga katoa e karanga ana ki ahe, ki te hunga katoa e karanga puno ana ki ahe. Ka whakamana e ia te hiahi o te hunga, e wehi ana ki ahia. E whakarungo hoki, tā rātau tangi, ka whakaura ia rātau, ko iho hai ki ahi te hunga, katua e arohanga ki ahia. Ko te hunga kino katua ia e naro ia e, mātoku māngai e kore o te kamuini, kia iho, kia whakapai anō hoki, nā kiko kiko katu ki tōna i no tāku. Āke, āke, āme. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Brother Taru. Didn't hear too much of that, but Lord bless you. Anyway, our dear brother loves the Lord, no doubt about that. Okay, Diane and Pauline.
Became my savior. This is God.
Yes, it is a revelation when one realizes who they are. It's not what you think of you, it's what God thinks of you. Remember that. Okay, well, let us stand and sing now. What a mighty God we serve, number 585, because He is a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Jesus, Jesus, there's just something about that name. Think about the words as we sing the song. Let the Lord bless you. He's right here. But what we got to do is reach out and touch Him. It may not be physically, but if you want Him, reach out from your heart that you want to be touched by the Holy Spirit. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let's sing it.
Jesus, 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 there's something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance.
very real about that name. You ever been in public and hear someone say, Jesus, there's an arrest in my heart. And sadly, so often it's just using the name of Jesus in vain. It hurts in here. But when you need the Lord, call on Him. Actually call on Him. I found it easy, you know. It wasn't just think about Him. Jesus, driving along the road, Jesus, I actually do love you. If you love somebody, you want to hear them say, oh, I love you. I appreciate you. The Lord does too. And you know what? When you acknowledge that, He comes in and makes that feel real good in your heart. You love Him? Let's sing it once more. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, another short one right here, and then I'll ask Brother Howard to come and tell us what the Lord's told him. Right, number 434. Don't lose your vision of Jesus. Keep your eyes ever on Him. Many friends and dear loved ones have lost their way. They have lost their vision of Him. Never let it go cold. Look to Jesus daily.
Don't lose your vision of Jesus. Keep your eyes.
Just a prayer request that I'm going to pray about. It was from Brazil. It reads, please, I ask you to pray for my grandmother of heart, Marilda. She has COVID-19 and is interned in Preto in Brazil. The doctors say that she is recovering, but that her condition is still delicate. Marilda means a lot to me, and I hope she recovers well from it. It's from Philippe in Brazil. We don't know this man, to my knowledge, but he's asking the Lord. I'm just going to pray briefly. If there's anything that you have before the Lord at this time to him, it's between you and the Lord. Just raise your hand if you have something before the Lord. He knows exactly what it is, exactly, and he has an answer. But we've got to ask. The scripture says, ask and you shall receive. Got to believe it. It's not a maybe, it's not just words, it's the truth. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just come before you at this time and thank you for what you have done for us. From all the answered prayers, many of us, Lord, can testify, yes, Lord, you answered me. You did this and you did that for me. You've even provided something that I didn't even ask for, but you did it. You healed this person and that person. We have many testimonies all the time of how you've raised somebody up. Lord, there's hands raised in the auditorium and the folks around the world that are listening in, Lord. They have a request before you. Their hands are raised. Thank you for answering their prayers as well. Let us hold on to, Lord, what you gave us, and that's to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We love you, Lord. Bless all of those that are asking. We ask these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Howard.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of God. Who's looking forward to God to touch you? I can't touch you, and even if I did touch you, it wouldn't do any good. God has to touch you. And Brother Lee said you can't see him. The Bible said God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So I just pray that he'll bless us this morning for a few moments. As we come around his precious word, you know, I'm just thinking, I suppose every minister thinks these things, but I'm just thinking what a great responsibility it is to minister the word of God. A great responsibility. We don't inject our own ideas. We just want to say what he says. So I just pray that he'll bless us as we come to his word this morning. Who loves the Lord this morning?
Amen.
That's wonderful. Amen. So I just wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. And what we're going to read is what Jesus said just before he's taken up. So it's the last message he gave the church. They were standing there, and he was speaking to them. And while he was speaking, the Holy Ghost picked up his body. He was taken up into the clouds, and he's coming in like manner. Praise be to God. He's coming in like manner. So I wonder if we could just read this now. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they stood steadfastly toward, while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Of course, we know they're angels. Which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which was taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Very clear. Isn't that wonderful? So I wonder if we could just also read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 13, which says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. They're not in bed, they're in the grave. It's speaking about people who are dead. Don't be ignorant about these people who are sleeping in the grave, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that ye which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, that's us, shall not precede them which are asleep in the grave. I just want to explain like that so some of you may not understand what that means. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ, those that loved him when he had died, shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That is wonderful reading. Who believes that?
Amen.
That is what the Christian is going to experience. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And that's what we plan to do by the grace of God today. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we come to thee this morning. We're very grateful for you, Lord. We thank you for your love and your mercy towards us. We don't deserve it, Lord, but you've given yourself as a sacrifice for our sin that we can have eternal life. I thank you for that wonderful offer, Lord, and I pray that every person here and afar that would be listening will take advantage of the offer and accept you as their Lord and their Savior. So if they died today, they will know that they're going to be with you. Lord, may you bless them, we pray. Bless each one here and everyone that will be joining with us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated, brother and sister. I just want to entitle this, "The Same Jesus Shall Come Again." The same Jesus shall come again. And that's what I'm looking for him to come again. There's nothing in this world here for me. I'm looking forward to leaving. We'll say goodbye, world, goodbye. We're going to a new kingdom that he has prepared for us. And he's coming to pick us up. That's "thus saith the Lord." We just read it. That was his own words. And I believe that we should be under expectation to see him do that for us. Praise the Lord. So that's our title this morning. "The Same Jesus Shall Come Again." I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so glad to know that. Now, there's been much confusion sown concerning the coming of the Lord. And these things should not be. But it has been prophesied to be in our day. I just got a lot of scriptures, but I'm going to read them without delay. I'm not going to delay. You've got it on the screen. You don't necessarily have to look it up. You're welcome to, of course. But you just see it on the screen quickly. Because I think everything that's said must be fortified by the Word of God. Amen. And the Word of God is the Bible, and that's our final authority. Amen. It's what God says, not what I think or you think. And so we see here, these things should not be, but it has been prophesied to be. Let's turn to Matthew 24, verse 22. There's so many scriptures, but I'm just keeping it really condensed as much as possible. "Except those days should be shortened," that's at the end time, "there should be no flesh saved." This is Jesus speaking. He's going to have to cut down time because the world's in a bad way. You all know that. And I don't want to spend time on all that. But if God doesn't intervene, this world's going to be finished and no one's going to be saved. They'll blow us to bits or something. I don't know what. But it's very clear. He said, "But for the elect's sake, God's children, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here's Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs, false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. But the good news is they can't. It says, if it was possible, they would deceive God's children, but they cannot do it. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he's in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful promise. In the early church, they had a little issue too with people talking about the coming of the Lord. I want to read that from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. It troubled them, the same spirit. And it's designed to take away faith. It's designed to take away expectation of the coming of the Lord. Don't let that ever go out of your heart, brother and sister. He's coming soon. And he's going to come for you. Hallelujah. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study the word of God. See what it says. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, and whom Humanius and Philetus concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. So that is exactly what we see happening today. We see it happening today. The spirit of the enemy tries to destroy faith, tries to destroy the expectation of the coming of the Lord. I just say, I believe he's coming. Amen. And I believe he's coming for me. Amen. Is he coming for you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we just thank him for that. So let us all under expectation for the second coming of the Lord to take his bride. There is such a need. I say there is such a need to live closer to God right now. Amen. Brother and sister, we just have to. Because the word of God is concentrating the urgency of this time and the urgency of the coming of the Lord. This is the next greatest event that we will see, will be the coming of Jesus Christ to take his bride and the heir.
Amen.
You believe that, don't you, brother? Who else believes it?
Amen.
He's coming for you. Let's come expecting that God will come and take us all with him. So I just pray that we'll not be involved in other people's problems. Now what I mean by that, you get so distracted. Don't get involved in other people's problems. Search your own heart. Say, oh, this sister's not right, that brother's not right. What about you? While you're looking out at others, you cannot look within. Search your own heart. That's what Jesus said to do. Search your own heart. David said, search me, O God, and see if there be any wicked way in me. Sometimes we think we're so righteous. We're only righteous by faith in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing else is going to get you there. Not because you're a good musician, Brother Pessa. I know you don't believe that. But, you know, it's because by faith receiving what Jesus Christ has done for you, that puts you in his kingdom.
Amen.
I love the scriptures. It's coming to my head like you wouldn't believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy family, and thy house. You've got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. You can't believe on a preacher. You can't believe in the church. You believe on Christ and him alone. As we said last week, they saw no man save Jesus only. Oh, I love that. We've just got to keep him in the forefront. So I just pray that the word rapture, we're using the word rapture, which actually means a catching away into the sky. It's not actually in the Bible, but it's a word all Christians use. And most churches express this, and most churches believe in, I say most churches believe in the coming of the Lord, most do, but that's not important. It's what do you believe? Do you believe? Not what the church believes. Do you believe he's coming for you? Who believes he's coming for you? So we must be under expectation. We've given our life to Christ. We've accepted the salvation of his sacrifice at Calvary. What a wonderful Savior he is. He died for me and he died for you. But you must receive it. It's a gift, but gifts must be received. You must say, Lord, I believe that you did it for me, but now I receive what you've done. Lord, now I believe. I receive what you have done for me. So, now reading in Acts chapter 1, it tells us that the Lord will come in the clouds. It is confirmed in 1 Thessalonians 4. See, God's, it's everywhere in the Word. If it's in the Word, it'll be all through the Word. It's God speaks the truth. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, that the believer will meet him in the air. And this will be the greatest event in history. The greatest event in history. And I want to be a part of this greatest event in history. Tragically, most people will miss it. Do you think I enjoy saying that? Not at all. But the Bible does. Few there be that find it. Many will seek to enter into the kingdom and shall not be able to. Not because it was God's fault, but they didn't avail themselves and to believe what he's done and to receive what he has done for them. That's it, brother. I heard oil down there. We're going to talk a bit about oil again. We spoke last week about burning oil. The oil represents the Holy Ghost. In the Bible all the time, represents the anointing of God, the infilling of the Holy Spirit. So this is not just a whole lot of tradition, a whole lot of teaching. Oh, we believe this. Listen, it's an experience that you have with God. It's when God comes to you personally and you meet him face to face. It's a reality. It's something that'll change your life and make you a new person. And give you hope, and give you joy, and give you satisfaction, and give you healing. Because he saved your soul, he healed your body all at one time. So we see, we'll meet him in the air. But so few will see that. Because they were not ready. Brother and sister, I want to say it like this. They weren't ready for the coming of the Lord. The Lord's coming on a certain day. He'll arrive. It's already been purposed in his heart. He's going to arrive, but you are required to be ready. You are. Not your wife and your husband. You're all going to get ready yourself. I just want to be ready. No matter what, I want to be ready. When he comes, I want to go, Brother Pisser. I just want to go. I don't want to stay around here. It's going to be awful here. Now, brothers and sisters, you might think, oh, he's a negative preacher. I'm not negative. I'm just saying what the Bible says. You know what it says? Matthew 24, Jesus said, this time, the tribulation period, will be the worst event in history. Neither has it happened, and neither will it happen afterwards. Don't be left behind. You be ready for the coming of the Lord. You say, can I be? Yes, you can be. Jesus has provided a way for each one of us to be ready. The Bible says in Matthew 24:36, but of the day and hour knoweth no man. No one knows the time. No, not the angels of heaven, he said, but my Father only, Jesus said. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man. Isn't that interesting that he popped in there, Noah, in reference to the coming of the Lord? He, as it was in the days of Noah. Now this is awful reading, but it's the truth. How many people listened to Noah's preaching? correct. Noah off planet Earth went into the ark and they all perished except his family. And Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. So that challenges me. It challenges me. It should challenge my family. It should challenge the church, everyone, you people out there around the world. It should challenge you. As it was in the days of Noah. Maybe they didn't hear. He preached 120 years. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. Get right with God. It's going to rain. And he built a ship. And it was big because I've been in it. I went in a replica of the Ark in Louisville, just out of Louisville, Kentucky. It was huge. But just his family and the animals went in. Now, brother and sister, it's really hard to believe that God went to so much trouble in getting a man laid aside and building that ark with his family to save the world. And nobody got on board. They perished. It was not God's fault. God gave the opportunity, and so is it today in the coming of the Son of Man. Jesus said so. As it was, as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So there's our example to watch. They had everything there available. I'm sure many were going to go into the ark because it's like a type of the coming of the Lord. Many were going to go in the ark. Maybe that's help Noah to carry the planks. Maybe some old ladies brought down the hot scones, gave to the while working. They liked Noah. They respected him. He's an old gentleman. And they liked him. But they did nothing about believing the word he preached that God had given to him. Maybe they stood at the dark ark door. There's a plank going up there. John, are you going to go up? I'm not sure yet. You know, when you start to procrastinate about the things of God, you're in trouble. When God has clearly vindicated what's going to happen, you've got to be ready. Because you may not be here tomorrow. Just, oh, hold on, brother. I'm a young person. I'll be here for many years later. You do not know that. You do not have that privilege to know when you're going. God will call you. When your number's called, you're going. And you must be ready. So I want to be ready. Who wants to be ready? Amen. Oh, God, help us to be ready. Be therefore ready. For now, and you think not, the Son of Man cometh. While they're sitting there procrastinating whether they should get on the ark, there's a clap of thunder. The clouds came down really big. And the ground started to open up. And the springs from the depth started to come up. I've actually proven this scientifically. It happened. It's in the history. But brother and sister, I don't believe because of scientists. I believe because what God's word says. And I'll tell you what the Bible says. They all started running around, looking around. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And all of a sudden, the door shut on the ark. And the water started to come up very fast. It would have come up extremely fast because the depths and the springs of the earth had opened up and the deluge of the storm came down. It would have been terrible. Thousands, Noah! Open the ark door, open it. We believe you now. And Noah yelled out, I can't open it. Because I never closed it. God closed the door. And in this generation, God will close the door and you've got to be in when he closes it. Very sad story. Jesus went down into, when he died, he went down and preached to them too. Because they rejected the word in their day. May God be gracious to us all. Suddenly, the heavens opened. As I said, the deluge came. It'll come quickly. My brothers and sisters, I did not want to be guilty on the day of judgment, to tell you the truth. It'll come so fast. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. For yourselves know perfectly, that's all of us here, that the day of the Lord, that's His coming, so cometh as a thief in the night. Now I want to say this, when a thief comes to steal, he's got one job. To take what he's wanting, to take it and get out. He's not going to delay. He's going to come and take it. The Bible says clearly, the Lord cometh as a thief in the night, as a thief, like a thief, attributes and speed. And people think, oh no. You know when a thief comes, he doesn't come to your house and knocks on the door. Yes, what is it you want? I'm just letting you know that I'm coming tonight and I'm going to rob you. I just thought I'd give you a warning. It doesn't happen that way. They come in when you least expect. The coming of the Lord will come when you least expect. In an hour when you think not. And He'll take His people that are ready and go. He'll come as a thief in the night. The Bible clearly states that. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child. You can't muck around when the babies come. You've got to get down there quick. They have the say, not you. And the Bible says it'll be sudden destruction will come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. You need to be in the ark, and the ark is Christ Jesus. But Jesus gave enough prophecy to know the season, to know the signs of the times. We turn to Matthew 16, verse 2. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say, it shall be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, this is our Lord Jesus speaking to us, not to us, I hope. You can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. There it is. That's what he said. You can tell when it's going to rain because all right, red sunset, you know it's going to be good. But in the morning if it's red, you know it's going to be foul weather. He said you can read that, but you can't read the time of the coming of the Lord. And I believe this generation of ours will see the coming of the Lord. I actually believe that with all my heart. There's so many prophecies being fulfilled. Come on, brothers and sisters, put on your thinking caps and realize that it is almost here. He's going to come. He'll come quickly without warning. He's already said, you be ready because you haven't got time to get ready when I come. You know why? He said he'll come as a twinkling of an eye. And a twinkling of an eye is a tenth of a second. That's not a lot of time to get ready. So we see, this is the last church age we're living, the seventh church age before the Lord comes. And I believe we will see the translation of the saints that we read in the Bible coming out of the graves. Hey, let me ask you a question. Who believes this? Say amen.
Amen.
You either believe what Jesus said or you believe what you think. Or what others say. He said it. I believe Him. Because He cannot lie. God cannot lie. He is truth. Just like Enoch, who was the seventh from Adam, was translated. You know what? Enoch is walking down the road. He walked with God, praising the Lord. He's taking steps. One day he was just giving God the glory. He put a step forward. His foot didn't go down. Just stayed there like that. Didn't go down. Took another one. It didn't go down. And he just walked right into heaven. Now that is what's going to happen in the last days. You ready, Brother Bill? You're going to be with us? Don't you miss, brother. I know you won't miss. By the grace of God and the sister. We want everyone there. We want Sister Jan there. We want my family there. Don't mess around. Don't mess around, brother and sister. You've got no time to mess around. This is a warning from the Holy Spirit to this church. And anybody that would listen, hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. It's not my message, it's his. I'm just delivering what he said. So what will be the condition of the people at his coming? We know what the condition of those in Noah's day were. They had everything going and they had big programs. They had their soup suppers and their parties and there was the ark, but they never got on it. What is it going to be in this generation when Jesus comes? Seriously, I need to challenge my own heart. God, be merciful to me. I never take for granted, oh, because I preach the gospel, I'll be there. That's nonsense. You'll preach the gospel every day and still not be there. It's whether you believe God's word, you've done what he's told you to do. If you love me, he said, keep my commandments. This is his commandments. Keep them, not read them. Oh, I believe it. You may believe it, but do you do it? That's the difference. And so according to the Bible, most of the world will miss this event because they were preoccupied with their living, caught up with everything, caught up with their cell phones, caught up with the TV. You know what I mean? It's so easy to get involved and caught up, and you don't have time to think about God. And he could call for you today. You've got to be on speaking terms with the Lord. You've got to know him, the power of his resurrection. So they will be, because they were preoccupied with living, many professing Christians will also miss this glorious event. Listen, many professing Christians will miss the coming of the Lord. I didn't say that. God said that very clearly. We're going to read it. We know that they will not be ready. Oh, they go to church. Oh, yes. We go to church and, you know, we do this and we do that. We help the poor. And those things are wonderful. It all are good. But that's not the criteria. You've got to be ready to go with him. They are not ready because they were the cares of life are holding them back. The cares of life. Some will be so caught up with their own lifestyle. They get caught in a trap. You know, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3, verse 1, this know also, that on the last days, that's now, perilous times, and the word perilous means your life is in danger. Perilous times shall come. We go to verse 4 of 2 Timothy. They will be traitors, high-minded. Watch the next one, brother, sister. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. So they are not the world. They are people who profess Christianity, go to church regularly. But it says clearly, this is what it says. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. So instead of going to God, you go to some entertainment. It's more important to you. Just one example. Having a form of godliness, it says in verse 5. Oh, it looks good. Looks like a real Christian. Carry your Bible just right. Always dead down on Sunday morning at the church. A form of godliness. But denying the power thereof. The power to change lives. The power to move in our hearts and heal us from such turn away. Don't get involved with people like that. be amongst people that are believers. Who believes?
Amen.
I think we're in the right spot. If we all believe, then we can see the glory of God. You know, brother and sister, God wants sincerity. He wants people that are genuine, not just talkers, possessors of the promise of God's word, walking in the light that God shows you. So there's so much scripture confirming what I'm saying. You know, the Bible says that in the last days, just before he comes, others will even scoff, make fun of, ridicule the rapture, which is to come. They will actually ridicule and scoff. These are not the world. They don't know what the rapture means. These are people who know he's coming and say, oh, come on. Let's read it, 2 Peter chapter 3. Knowing this, that you'll come on the last day, scoffers, saying, walking after their own lusts, more important things to do, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? Come on. Since my fathers fell asleep, my grandfather fell asleep, everything has continued as it was from the beginning of the creation. There's no changes. You know, brother and sister, when Noah put up the ark there, and he said, the time to enter in. You know, the next day, the sun came up just the same. They all went about their normal, nothing had changed. Things are just as they always were. The sun was shining. The animals were skipping. But on that day was the last day. The last day on earth. And Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Brother and sister, I tell you before God, this is not to be played with. Young people, don't get caught up in things. Don't be lured in, hoodwinked into the world. You get right with God. Say, God, I want to be ready. I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to be taken up on that day. So we see it wasn't the world. It was believers, or so-called believers, believed in the coming of the Lord, but the Bible says they got tired of waiting. Oh, when's the coming of the Lord? Oh, who preaches, preach about it. Many times, but he's not here. Things are just the same. But you know what? There's a day he's coming, and it's not going to change. You've got to be ready for that day, whenever that is. We have the signs. Jesus said so. We have the signs of his coming. The world church have pushed Christ outside. The world church has pushed Christ outside of their churches. They have. And I'm not judging any one of them, God knows. Maybe not, hope it's not ours. But they've got entertainment taking its place. You go to church, it's just an entertainment. Great music, great singing, all jumping around. That's good. But where is Christ knocking at the door? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I will come into him. And I will sup with him and he with me. God is a spirit. God wants reality. God wants genuineness. He wants people that really love him. You mean it. You're not just following the church rules. So we see this is really important. Jesus made this statement. I love this. I think, do we read Revelation 3:20, Nancy? Can we read that? He said, our Lord said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, that's the door of your heart. That's not your bedroom door. That's the door of your heart. If you open your heart's door, I, Jesus, will come into him and I will sup with him and he with me. What a privilege. Who wants God to live in you? I want Him to live in me. I want Him to speak through me. I want Him to love through me. I want Him to have compassion through me. Oh, let it be, Lord Jesus. Let it be. And Jesus made this very sobering statement. I'm sorry, it's all there, but it's in there, so we better read it. I don't want to give my interpretation. I don't want to water it down and say, oh, it's not quite like that. Brother, sister, you'll be there. Jesus loves everybody. He does love everybody. He died for you. But what are you doing about Him? So we see when in Luke 18:8, you'll notice He says, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? ? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Brother and sister, you've just got to believe Him. But He's questioning whether there'll be faith on the earth when He returns. You can read that. Luke 18:8. Thank you, Nancy. I tell you that He will avenge Him speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, that's the Lord Jesus, shall He find faith on the earth? That's sobering stuff. I don't know about you. But Lord, I want that faith. I want the faith of the Son of God to be in my heart. So how will the Lord come? How will He come? As we said before, as a thief in the night. Let's read this, 1 Thessalonians 5:2. For yourselves know perfectly the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. This is going to play out really fast in the end. Brother and sister, we don't want to be fooling around with the world. We don't want to be involved in things you shouldn't be involved in. If you're doing things you shouldn't be doing, you should get rid of it quickly. Say, Lord, I'm sorry that I've been like this. That's got to go, Lord. This has got to go. Whatever He lays on your heart and He shows you, get rid of it quickly. When He comes, He wants those that love Him with all their heart and serving Him with all their heart. As I said, the rapture will take place as a twinkling of an eye. And no wonder Jesus exhorted us to be ready. In Luke 12:39, and this know, if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come. Isn't it interesting? He keeps referring to the thief, not because he's a thief, but the attributes of a thief are quick and fast and, you know, does his business. If the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched. We've got to watch how you live. You've got to watch your life. What are you getting involved in? You're getting loaded with a whole lot of junk, and God wants you to separate and separate unto Him. The Lord wants separators. Separate from the things of this world. The Bible says if you love the world and the things of the world, the love of God is not even in you. Full stop. That's what He said. So the thief, if he had known at what watch, he would have watched his house not to be broken through. Talking about the coming of the Lord. So Jesus said, verse 40, be therefore ready. Be therefore ready. I can't make you ready. I can't make my wife ready. I've got to make myself ready. It's very personal. He's coming for you, not for the church. He's coming for individuals. Amen. Also, the Son of Man cometh in an hour when you think not. I say to people, do you believe the Lord's coming this afternoon? Probably most of you say, probably not. You may be right, but you may be wrong. You say, oh, He won't come this afternoon, then He could come this afternoon. Because the Bible says in an hour when you think not, I'm coming. That's what He warned us about. Many scriptures tell us it'll be a sudden, quick, and secret coming. Jesus said the king invited those to the wedding supper. He invited people to the wedding supper in the sky, where we're going to sit around those tables stretched 1,000 miles long. We're going to be around that. And he's invited a lot of people to be there. Is everyone listening? Say amen.
Amen.
And he said, and they made light of it. They made light of the invitation from the Lord Jesus to be at the wedding supper in the sky. Those invited to be the bride did not take it seriously. They said, oh yes, I'll be there. I want to be there. But their life proves otherwise. They've got other attractions, other things take up all their time and thinking. If you really love him, you'll think on him. So who will be in the rapture? That's good. We've got some participants here. I'm going to be there by the grace and mercy of God. Only by his mercy will I be there. Oh, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Only the bride of Jesus Christ will be there. Those who belong to him. Not this denomination, not this church, or this group. He's not coming for churches. He's coming for sons and daughters. That's who he's coming for, sons and daughters. Those who have been born again of the Spirit of God. Those who have been sealed of God with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We're talking about the seal. The seal keeps you. That token upon your life will preserve you unto the day of his coming. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. That's when your body is changed and taken up. You love the Lord?
Amen.
Sorry if I sound so serious, but it is serious. It's very serious. And, you know, we should be rejoicing because it's for you. Every one of you here can be there. Isn't that wonderful? What a wonderful Savior. So they made light of it. Terrible. They didn't take it seriously. But the bride will be there. Only those who have been born of his Spirit. Only those who have obeyed his word and everything. It's no use obeying the Bible 99.5%. Not good enough. You must receive all of his word. A bride receives all of his word. Because he is the word. Clearly states that. So may God help us all. Help me, help you. I want us all to be together. I don't want anyone missing. I pray you will all be there. Because we haven't messed around. We haven't just taken it lightly and made light of it. The Bible said they made light of the invitation. If you are his wife, if you are the wife of Jesus Christ, talking about the body of Christ now, if you are the wife of Jesus Christ, you'll please him by obeying his word. Jesus has paid for your fear into glory in full. Fully paid for. He took all my sin and all my judgment. He took it all upon his precious body. And all you have to do is say, Lord, I am so grateful to you. I receive it right now, Lord. You don't have to have some special prayer said over you. No. Just mean it with all your heart. Say, Lord, I receive what you've done for me. All he asks for you is to repent of your sin. Lord, please forgive me. You say, oh, but you don't. If you only knew what I've done. You don't know those real evil things I have done. You know what the Bible says? If we confess our sins, he, that is the Lord, is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah! If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And his word is not in us. We've all sinned. You're born a sinner. You didn't become one. You are born a sinner through your parents. You're already sinning. I say when a baby's born, it's already heading for hell. Seriously. Because it didn't require on the baby doing something bad. He's already born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies, the Bible says. We're already a sinner. We make it worse by just carrying on sinning. But he's given us a hope of being born again. I'm so glad I am born again by the precious blood of Jesus, by faith in what he has done for me. Don't you love the Lord?
Amen.
He's just so wonderful. What about you people out in Canada? Do you love the Lord? We have a lot of people listening to the service. They all wouldn't fit in here if you knew. But they are our brethren. They are our brothers and sisters that are going to come to be with us because they love him like we do. I love him with all my heart. So we see that scripture. If we confess our sins, that you get into the closet, get into your bedroom, get on your knees, say, Lord, I'm really sorry, Lord. I'm really sorry, Lord, I did that. I don't know why I did it. Would you please, Lord, forgive me? Yes, my child, I will. Because he's faithful and just to forgive you. Why is he just? Because he paid the price for that sin through his shed blood. Hallelujah. Don't you love the Lord? You're allowed to say praise the Lord here. Who loves him? Hallelujah. So God knows that we're all sinners. Such a simple thing to ask. When we truly repent, of our sins. And he tells us we should be baptized. You know, people say, I gave my heart to the Lord. But have you been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? That's not all. It says you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's everything. God will come inside of you and live in you. Oh, this is so wonderful. I'm actually holding myself back because I feel like screeching. Because I believe it and I love it. When you're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, you are his bride. Without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you cannot be in the rapture. Period. You can come to this church, other churches, the best churches in town. You've got to be filled with the Spirit. Without it, you cannot be in that rapture. That's Bible teaching. I want to read to you from Romans 8, 9. But ye are not born in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now listen to this, churchgoers. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. It's a criteria. You must be filled with the Spirit. Now, brother and sister, this used to be preached years ago, right, brother Taz? Preached around the world. You need to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. People have left off preaching about it. They've got their music bands and everything. That's nice. I love it. But that won't put you in the rapture. It could help you, maybe. But brother and sister, you need to be filled with the Spirit. In Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit, this is one of my favorite scriptures. Let's read it. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, if the Spirit of him, the Lord Jesus, that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, that means make alive, your mortal body, this thing, by how? By his Spirit that dwelleth in you. The quickening power is already in you. It's nothing to do with what church you go to. It's nothing, I believe this, I believe that. Have you got the Spirit? Now, the Bible teaches there was a group who were left behind. Sounds like it's all very serious stuff I'm talking about, but it is. It is serious. I'm just saying what the Bible says clearly. This is a serious matter. It's not just coming to church. Oh, that was a great preaching. That's not going to save you. It's a waste of time. You know, brothers and sisters, you've really got to say, Lord, I want to be a part of this. I want you to come into my life. I want you to dwell in me, Lord. I'm getting serious with you, Lord. I want you to come in. So there will be people who will be left behind. Don't let that be you. Don't let that be you. Don't be left behind. That is a shocking experience. The worst thing could ever happen to you is to be left behind and face the tribulation period. Now, these people, sure, they love God. Oh, they love God. But not with a perfect heart. It's like different degrees. People receive the Lord. I love him, I love him. But how much do you really love him? They were not sincere enough to seek after the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Or they believed it, but they didn't seek after it. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. If you feel his Spirit near you, seek him. Say, Jesus, I need thee. I want to be filled with thy Spirit, Lord. That serious. It really is. And Jesus spoke about it in Matthew 25. These people were not sincere enough for the true baptism of the Holy Spirit. He called them foolish virgins. See, they were meant to be a good virgin. They were meant to be the bride of Christ, but something went wrong. And we spoke a little bit about this last week. They didn't love God with a perfect heart. They are foolish virgins. Oh, they would believe. They would be there. Sure they did. They went out to meet him with their lamps. When's the bridegroom coming? We're ready to go. We want you, Lord. And he didn't turn up. So they put their lamps down. And they went to sleep. The Bible says they slumbered and slept. You don't do that. You stay awake for the Lord. And all of a sudden he said, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. They all trimmed their lamps. When they went to trim their lamps, we're talking about that burning oil. There was no oil in there. No oil. Brother and sister, you've got to have the Holy Ghost to go with him. They had no oil in there. They said, give us every oil, wise virgin, for our lamps have gone out. Will you please give me that experience? They said, sorry, we cannot give you the Holy Ghost. You've got to go and buy for yourself. We have just enough for ourselves. Matthew 25, read it. So it's everywhere. It's not a playing around time, my brother and sister. And tomorrow will be just as serious, even serious, more serious, because we're one day closer to the coming of the Lord. They all went out to meet the bridegroom. They did not have oil in their vessel, which was the Holy Ghost. But brother and sister, how will the rapture unfold as we try and wind this up? And the disciples asked Jesus a similar question, Matthew 24. You read 24, 25, all around there. You'll see all about the coming of the Lord. All the things I've been telling you are all there. Matthew 24, verse 3. And as they sat upon the Mount of Olives, disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, what he's talking about? What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? They asked him three questions. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed, listen and be careful and listen good. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. Fear that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences. COVID-19, that's what a pestilence is. It's a virus. And earthquakes in divers places. All these, Jesus said, are the beginning, just the beginning of sorrows. That's what he said. I believe him. Who believes him? Let's believe what he says. Then Jesus tells of a spiritual apostasy. False prophets, which are preachers actually. There's lots of them. Tons of them. Shall rise. People shall be betrayed. Shall betray one another. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The love for God goes cold on them. They don't no longer have a love for him. And then verse 14 says, then shall the end come. I want to be gone before it gets to that stage. Before the end, Christ shall come and take his bride. Now, the three events of his coming. Just have to say this. I can't drop a beautiful subject like this and just leave it hanging. There's three events that is coming, Thessalonians 4:15. For this I say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain, that's us here, unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or hinder them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Do you know you're going to see a resurrection? Do you believe that? It's going to happen. Thus saith the Lord. Then we shall, and we then, it says, then verse 17, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. So the first thing that happens is a shout goes forth. And the shout is to prepare the people, to prepare God's children. We get back to the original gospel, signs following. The next was the voice of the archangel. And the voice of the archangel calls the dead saints from their graves. This is too wonderful to even talk about. Such a sacred thing. They could walk into this church at any moment. Do you believe that? It's going to happen, brothers and sisters. You might as well get used to it. It's going to happen. The thing is for you to be ready when it does. All those early believers from Pentecost until today who had the Holy Ghost, they will rise first and be seen of the living bride on earth. We will see them. This is not the first time this has happened. But it's going to happen. Jesus said so. What a time. Just like in the first resurrection, the Bible says, many of the Old Testament saints were seen walking in the streets of Jerusalem. There goes Moses. There goes Sarah. There goes Jacob. Going to happen again. They came out of their graves. You know when it's in Israel? They took us to the tombs. The tombs, brother, big concrete tombs. And the guide was saying, now in here is the body of Abraham. I turned to the brother and said to him, nonsense. He got out of there a long time ago and was seen walking the streets of Jerusalem. The Old Testament saints rose from the dead. When Jesus rose, they rose and were seen by the believers I reckon that looked like Joseph to me. It's going to happen again. Hallelujah. Who believes that?
Amen.
We've got to be a part of this. So it's not the first time we're going to experience it. It's already happened. When we see them, it'll trigger in you rapturing faith. You're going to need that faith to rapture you out of here. Then was the trump of God. And the trump of God summoned all the believers to the wedding supper. So we are also alive and remaining on earth and will be changed and caught up to be with the Lord. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 15:51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not always sleep. In other words, we shall not always die. We're not all going to die at this time. But we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, 10th of a second, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed. Hallelujah. Who believes this? Not too many smiles out there. Come on, who believes this? It's going to happen to you. This is not imagination. This is not, oh, try to work it up. You either believe it or you do not. I am a believer in what God said will be. Is there a desire in your heart for God to do something about it this morning as we close? Say, Lord, whatever you ask me to do, that's what I'm going to do. God is calling, and you must answer the call. Just want to finish with these few scriptures, then we finish. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, for he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow. You may not be here. So I'll wait until the next convention. You may not make it. People say, well, I don't believe the Lord's coming next week. That may be true, but he may come for you tonight. You've still got to be ready. In Psalm 95, verse 7, for he is our God, we are his people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, not tomorrow, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Don't get hard to what you're hearing. Harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the wilderness with Moses and them. And as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, oh, there it is. He is coming for those who are serious with him. Brother and sister, if you're not planning to be there, I just want to let you know, I am planning to be there. My heart's desire is that you'll be with me. That we'll all be together under the banner of his love and his mercy and his power. It's going to take the power of God to change these old crinkled bodies. We limp around like a bunch of geriatrics. I'm 70 now, I've got to be careful. But it's going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. I don't know how, but he knows how to change people. He changed when he rose from the dead. All the Old Testament saints came out and they were walking the streets of Jerusalem, praising God. Job was there. I know my Redeemer liveth, and in my flesh I shall see him. And he did. Praise be to God. So don't let us harden our hearts. He's coming for those who are serious. Those that love his appearing, as it says in 2 Timothy 4:8. Let's read that. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not for me only, no, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Who's loving? Who's waiting for that appearing? You under expectation to be there? You know, brother, sister, God puts that in your heart, you're going to be there. He puts a desire in you to be raptured, and he gets you ready. He's going to help you. And the Bible says the bride has made herself ready. The bride has made herself ready. We've got to get ready. He's made the way for us to get ready through Calvary. But you've got to accept it. You've got to walk in it. You say, Lord, I've been fooling around, Lord. I just claim to be a Christian. I claim to be a child of God. I go to church and everything. But Lord, I'm not committed. I want to be committed when you come. You're committed when he comes, you're going. Sister June? Brother Peter? Thank you. Hallelujah. Shall we stand for prayer? Those that love is appearing. Lord Jesus, we come to thee with all our hearts, Lord. We love you. We praise you, Lord. We're looking to you for that day of your coming. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, may it come soon. May all of us seated here, those joining with us overseas, may we all be at the foot of the cross, at your throne, at that wedding supper in the sky. Lord, I just pray that my heart would be prepared. There'd be nothing hindering me. Don't let anything hinder my experience. Lord, I give this to you in Jesus' wonderful name. I pray you'll bless these people. May your Holy Spirit challenge us to do something about it, not be hearers only, but doers of the word. We give you this word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. Hallelujah! When the saved on earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! When the roll. If you're sitting here and you say, oh, how can I be up there? How can I be there when the roll's caught up yonder? You want to be there? God will give you a way of getting there. He's already provided a way for you to be there. But you've got to be serious about it. You've got to mean it. You've got to love him. You've got to obey his word, what he's spoken to you. You must be willing to do it. So we labor for the master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Let us sing from our heart. If there's anybody desiring prayer, maybe somebody wants to find the Lord. Maybe somebody here says, I don't want to be like those in Noah's day, looked at the ark, said, yeah, it would be good to go in there. No, I want to make the choice before God closes the door. You feel the Spirit speaking to your heart. You can come and say, Lord, I'm going to receive you today. I don't care what anyone else says. I don't care what Brother Howard says. I'm going to receive you. And I want to be a part of you. And I want to be a part of your bride, Lord. And Lord, when you come, I want to go with you and meet you in the air. Don't you love the Lord? Let us lay before the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. All our life is over and our work on earth is done. Hallelujah! Let's sing it now. When the road. Is that all the verses? That's terrible. I want more verses. Let's start again, Sister June. Hallelujah. When the trumpet of... Anybody? Brother Lee. Bright and fair. Shall gather to the young. And the roll is born of young. When the roll is born of young. We're going to be.
I just want to change. I'll just give thanks for this food we're going to have and just close in prayer. But we're going to sing 291, How Long Has It Been Since You Talked With the Lord and Told Him Your Heart's Hidden Secrets. What Howard's been preaching about this morning is exactly that. It's a question the song is asking you. How long has it been? So if we just sing that, and then I'll just close in prayer and we can dismiss. How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told Him your heart hidden secrets? How long? On your knees till the light shone through. How long has it been since your mind felt free? How long since your heart knew no good? Have we heard you in the past? We knew we should have done something about it. And we let it slip. I was like that, Lord, once upon a time. And I let it slip. And I knew that you were talking to me and I didn't do anything about it. And then you persevered, Lord, and you called me again. And I knew that I had to answer. And I did. And for years since, Lord, you get sweeter and sweeter every day. Bless the people, Lord, that are making that decision. It is so real. And once we've made that decision, your confirmation comes into their hearts and they know that you're there right with them. We thank you, Lord, for the service this morning. Bless the people around the world that are listening in. Bless our lunch at this time, Lord. May we have a sweet fellowship one with the other. And be with us, Lord, when we come for the 1 p.m. service. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. As you go nice and quiet, let the Lord bless you. Thank you.